Our friends and neighbors, the Goldbergs, brought to you by the makers of new high-test Oxidol. Say, when you go down to the basement to take your clothes from the line, these wash days, it's too dark and gray to hang them outdoors, how do they look? So dull and dingy, you're fit to be tied, huh? Well, you just run over and tell your troubles to your grocer. He'll fix things up for you. Sure, because he's got a winter whiteness campaign to settle your wash day problems. A way to get your clothes snowy white. So go on over to the store today, won't you, and look for the display, banners and posters featuring winter whiteness with Oxidol. Yes, Oxidol with white washing power built right into it to get your clothes immaculate with economy. Whether you hang your clothes inside or out, if you wash them with Oxidol, you'll be proud of them. Well, you can't beat this Oxidol whiteness with any soap we know. In fact, lots of laundry soaps don't wash anywhere near as white as Oxidol. By our actual laboratory test, Oxidol washes as much as 9 to 11 tintometer shades whiter than 15 other popular soaps. And with all this whiteness, mind you, your washable colors are safe in Oxidol. Yes, and when you use Oxidol, you'll notice, as other Oxidol users do, there's no cloud of soap dust with Oxidol to irritate your nose and make you sneeze. No cloud of soap dust to make you gag and choke. Not with Oxidol. Every package of Oxidol, every pound and package, is especially processed to prevent irritating soap dust. So look, don't think you need the sun or bleaches or boiling to get your clothes white. Oxidol can do it for you, even on dark winter days. So go on over to the store and get some today, won't you? Oxidol's now selling at the lowest prices in years. And now, the Goldbergs. When the first shock of Sammy Goldberg's departure for South Carolina was absorbed, Molly settled down to some real hard thinking. She knows the boy is in love with Sylvia Allison. She knows that Sylvia's father wants to give Sammy a place in his business. But Molly also knows that she doesn't like or trust Sylvia. So first, Molly had Jake wire $200 to Sammy so that he wouldn't be dependent on the Allisons. And next, she called Mr. Allison. Mr. Allison turned out to be a direct, realistic gentleman who told Molly, quite frankly, that he would treat Sammy like his own son, but that he would also make a man of the boy. Well, this disturbed Molly, and she's been worrying and thinking of it ever since. Well, now it's night, and the house without Sammy seems empty, terribly lonely, and not at all like home. Listen.
Uncle David, I'm so glad you came.
Papa called me, so I'm here. I took the first train.
Take some tea, Rosalie, darling. I will. Did you take up some headache pills for Papa?
Yes, I did, Ma.
All right, darling. David.
Molly, change your face. Change your face immediately. You hear me? Immediately.
David
told me. Jake called me. You had to call South Carolina. Why did you call?
I wanted to speak to Mr. Allison.
All right. Don't fall to pieces. So you spoke, no?
Yes, I spoke.
I told Mama not to call.
So what is it that... What's so terrible that Sylvia's father said?
I told Mama not to call.
Rosalie, please.
So we wouldn't discuss it. But he said he'll make a man of Sammy. Maybe he will.
What kind of a man, David?
The only kind Sammy can be, Molly. Whatever he has in him will come out.
But, David...
All right, Molly. All right. I want you to pull yourself together, Molly. You hear me? Jake is upstairs with a headache. That's why I'm here. Together, pull yourself.
And now you're the telephone. The telegram that Sammy arrived. So I'll feel better, David.
After all, Molly... How many boys would consider themselves lucky to get into a ready-made business? What's the tragedy? That's what I want to know. What's the tragedy?
All right, David, darling. All right, David, I'll be all right.
Look at yourself. Look what you look like.
I feel all right, David. I feel all right. I'll just get the telegram.
He loves her. He loves her. Well, what's the tragedy?
Not a tragedy. Not a tragedy. Is it wrong, David, if I'm anxious for a telephone or if I'm anxious for a telegram?
It's not wrong, Molly. It's not wrong. But you, a woman, that everybody came for advice. You, Molly, why should you go to pieces? They have to grow up sometime. And don't you think I would like Sally now to be in knee pants and running to school in the morning and coming home in the afternoon? All things change, Molly, and all people change. I was a man alone, and I was a mother and a father to my children. But the time came when they had to be what they wanted, not what I wanted them to be. Likewise with Sammy. Some things can't be helped. And sometimes, when we think we are wrong, it can be that somebody else is wrong. Or this, it can't be helped, Mom.
I know, David. I know.
Fix Mama a glass of tea.
I can't fix the tea. I'll do it, Mom.
And you'll see, Molly, how much pleasure we'll have yet from Sam.
I hope so, dear.
Sam is a good boy.
Always best. Always a good boy. Family is always a good boy. I had only pleasure from family. Every day of his life, David. Always good. How long ago was it, David? He was a baby. How long? Will I ever forget, David, the first time I was riding with him in the subway? He was reading the words on the advertisement. And he said to me, I remember, David, darling, like it was yesterday. Look, Mama, darling, how the little black line makes words that I read in my book in kindergarten. Maybe he was in 182, I don't remember. Maybe in kindergarten. Poor Ma. Sir? You too? Yes. Can you see Uncle David?
Please. The drink, Molly. Stop thinking.
Yes. How can you help the book? Where was he living, David, when Samuel was bar mitzvah?
Drink your tea, Molly.
Oh, David, and what a bar mitzvah. The whole temple was full with friends and with neighbors, and Samuel stood up. And he made his speech.
Drink your tea, Molly.
Yeah, I was wearing the black satin dress, I remember, like yesterday. Oh, Grace made it special for me. And he made a periwinkle dress for Mrs. Blue. And he forgot he made the same towel for Mrs. Malenka and Rose and the butcher's wife also. So for nearly all the congregation, all the ladies, all the friends came in the same style. I even remember the style number for 642. Oh, but who cared about the dresses he cared? They came to hear Sammy. They came to hear Sammy from the...
Loving parents, dear sister, devoted friends and congregation, on this day of my bar mitzvah, I offer my sincerest thanks to the Almighty for having permitted me to reach this joyful period. This day marks unto me the beginning of a dutiful life. I have reached a period when I am in duty bound to perform all obligations that rest upon every member of the human race. I know that many dangers and temptations will beset my path. I am at present like a young plant that is exposed to the storms and the inclemency of the weather. I will need divine blessings and guidance to keep me in the right path of duty and rectitude. May Providence keep away from our little family all sorrows and worries. May the chain of love and affection that holds us together forever remain unsevered. And may happiness, joy, and peace be our share in life. God grant my dear.
Yes. Could that come between us? Heaven?
Molly, Molly, please.
I'm drinking. I'm drinking. I'm not saying. I'm drinking.
You're thinking. Stop thinking, Molly.
I'll empty the inside of my head, David.
You must. You have to. Live in the present, Molly.
You must, David. The present. You must. Too much. It's too big for me, David. The present for me now is a strange world. Not like the world I was used to living in, David. I feel like I'm in a jungle. I don't know where, and I don't know where to go this
time, Molly. The present will be the past tomorrow, and next month it wouldn't be any different from 10 years ago. You'll be used to it, And you'll see it in a different light. And the past you know like a friend. The present we fight like a husband and wife. And the future we fear like an enemy. But husbands and wives become friends also, and enemies become friends, and it ends all's well that ends well.
Thank you, King Mom. Stop thinking, please. I will stop thinking. I'm a lonely little kid.
Mom.
Lonely little left.
Mom.
He was mad at me. He was mad at me that he left.
The telephone.
Hello? You? Yes. Yeah. So? Yes. Yeah. What is it? Thank you. Huh? Oh, telegram. He sent it? Yes, he arrived safely, and a letter will follow.
So Sammy is there in South Carolina with Sylvia. And the thought of that immense separation cuts through all of Molly's reverie. But she and her son are divided. Perhaps forever. Remember, whether you hang your clothes indoors or out, whether the day's gray or sunny, Oxydol will get your clothes dazzling white. So go over to the store and find out about it, won't you? Your dealer's featuring winter whiteness with Oxydol, putting up banners and posters and show cards to feature Oxydol for snowy whitewashes with real economy. Because Oxydol's whitewashing power is built right in, made to get clothes white without sun, without boiling, without bleaching, and made to get them white without harming colors and without clouds of soap dust to make you sneeze and soak. Every woman who uses Oxydol knows that. Now, be sure to listen to the next episode, won't you? Sammy meets his future father-in-law. And now, this is Don Hancock saying goodbye for the makers of high-test Oxydol.